Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
This past week, Congress considered gun control legislation and immigration reform. At the center of it all was one of our U.S. senators. Let's go in-depth with Senator Chuck Grassley, New Hartford.
Well, Senator, you've had a busy week.
Yes, too busy, but that's what we get paid for. And I hate to tell you this, but you can be busy and not necessarily productive, because a lot of times you can be more productive when sometimes things are take a little more relaxed approach. So I wish the productivity was commensurate with the busyness. But, you know, sometimes busyness in Congress doesn't mean productivity. I'm ready for any questions you want to ask me.
Well, sure. The Judiciary Committee has been in the front and center of the headlines this week. That's for sure, mainly related to issues of gun control and immigration. And you've been right at the center of it all.
Yeah, and that's because I'm leader of the Republicans on the committee. You know, I was leader for 10 years of the Republicans on the Finance Committee, and then Republicans have these rules. You can't be a leader for more than 6 years. So I had to take the position in Judiciary. And except for not being a lawyer, I enjoy the work of the committee, and maybe not being a lawyer is some advantage, because people say we have too many lawyers in Congress. But it makes it a little more difficult for me, but I do like it, and it's controversial stuff.
Let's start with gun control.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, that didn't go very far. The proposals on the ground for background checks and more didn't go very far. Why is that?
Yeah. Well, the reason why is because the suggestions being offered really wouldn't have done much to stop what happened in West Virginia and Virginia Tech and Tucson and Aurora and stuff like that. And it tended to be a more partisan bill. There were four Republicans voted for it, but there were four Democrats voted against it, so it ended up being pretty much a Democrat bill. And people saw it as not helping in the case of where the children were killed, not preventing those sort of things, but probably penalizing and curtailing the rights of honest, law-abiding citizens, and maybe not going after the criminal. And that's what led me to offer the most bipartisan alternative, because mine got 9 Democrat votes, and we only lost 2 Republicans, to do something that would go after more prosecution of gun violence, because we got statistics that show that the Justice Department isn't prosecuting enough gun-related violations of crime, and we tried to do it without hurting the law-abiding citizen. In other words, not restricting Second Amendment rights. And then lastly, we have in the database here in Washington over 100,000 veterans that have returned from Afghan and Iraq. And in their cases, they've said something to VA people that maybe leads the VA people to say they got a mental problem when whatever issue they have. Like maybe even using needing somebody to handle your finances for you. That gets you in the database, but you can't own a gun. So we try to take care of the rights of those people to be able to have guns to hunt and sportsmen and target practicing and everything. And then the final thing is, what we tried to accomplish was the 38 states that don't ship the names of their felons out here to Washington so that they're in the database and they can't buy guns, get the database more accurate. And then, and also that would apply the case for court-determined mental illness.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Senator Chuck Grassley.
Well, we ran a poll on our station's website recently, and the vast majority of our listeners, and I believe across the country, the vast majority of people are, or the majority anyway, of people are in favor of background checks at gun shows, and that didn't pass. How do you account for that?
Well, that was part of the bill that I just explained to you. Four Democrats voted against it, and four Republicans voted for it, and it was seen mostly as an effort of not accomplishing what they wanted to do, based upon the proposition that the Institute of Justice within the Department of Justice had testified to us that if you're going to have background checks really work, you got to have registration of guns, and people don't want the government to know where the guns are because of fear of confiscation, and also what turned out to be bad, as an example in New York, where they published the names of people that had guns, so the people that had guns didn't want their names and addresses published because they thought, you know where the guns are if you want to steal them. And then the people that didn't have their name published, they figured that they were open to maybe being broken into because there wasn't anything there to do it. And then you had a similar but not quite as big of an outrage towards the Des Moines Register when they published schools where there were policemen and schools where there weren't policemen. So the parents were mad at the Register because if you know where there aren't policemen, then maybe those children are more in danger. So I think it boils down to the fact that, getting back to your question, why that one proposal was defeated, most people agree that the background check system is broken, and expanding the background checks with a broken system won't help anybody. And I think that's why I got a broader bipartisan support for my bill. Although my bill, even though it got 52 votes, it didn't get the 60 votes that were necessary. And also, in regard to your poll, I don't question the legitimacy of your poll, but if you would come to my town meetings, you would find a great deal of cynicism of the American public, of the people of Iowa coming to my town meetings, that any of this legislation is going to keep things that happen in Newtown from not happening. And then you'd find real fear of any gun legislation whatsoever is a slippery slope of compromising the Second Amendment, and the feeling on the part of people at my town meetings that the Second Amendment is just as sacred as the First Amendment, freedom of speech, freedom of press.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Senator Chuck Grassley.
Well, let's move to immigration. You're right there front and center on it, too. Do you think we're going to get anything done with that?
Well, we've got to get something done because the system's broken. Now, when I say we got to get something done, I don't mean just something. It's got to be something that secures the borders, or there isn't much point in doing it. And there's a good faith effort by the bipartisan group of eight to put a bill out there. And I've never heard a senator say we don't need to improve border security in the immigration system. And a lot of people are saying, in the terms of legal immigration, for instance, professional engineers that we might not have enough of, agricultural workers we might not have enough of, low-skilled workers that Americans don't seem to want to take the jobs. Those things are very prominent in this bill as well. But there's also a great need to make sure that the border's secure, and I think security of the border, in other words, making sure that people that are undocumented can't come to our country. And that doesn't mean just the southern border. That means our sea landings and our airports as well. That's the basis for passing any legislation leading to legalization.
one of the ideas on the table, you know, includes long waiting periods, substantial fines, and then a 10-year wait before you're given citizenship. These seem to me, and I guess I'll editorialize a little bit, these seem to be prohibitive and would really stop a lot of people from coming in. Is that the effect? Is you want to act like there's a real plan, or the people proposing this, they want to act like there's a real plan, but put so many barriers in place, it's not really going to happen for very many people?
Well, you see, that's getting to citizenship. You have described it right. But legalization, some people would say, and I would even say, comes real easy, because once this bill passes, the secretary's got 6 months to put a plan before Congress. And when that plan comes to Congress, we don't know whether it's going to really secure the border or not, because you got to put it in place. You got to have it operational. But immediately, the 12 million people that are here illegally are legalized. Now, they can't become citizens right now, and you describe how they become citizens. So a lot of us would say that you ought to really have the border secure before you legalize. Otherwise, you're making the same mistake we did in 1986, the last time immigration passed. We thought that we were doing everything right, so we went ahead and legalized 3 million people at the time. Then you know what we found out? We found out the border really wasn't as secure as we thought it was. The magnet for people to come here for jobs really wasn't shut off. And then you legalize 3 million people. And what do? You still got people crossing the border, and now we have a 12 million person problem. That's really basically it.
Well, secure borders sounds good, but practically, by what measure are we going to ascertain that our border is secure?
Well, I can tell you what the proponents of the legislation before said. It said that when you have either by real fence or by virtual fence, which could be drones as an example to follow people crossing the border, and that you pick up at least 90% of the people that try to enter a country without papers. That would be the definition in the legislation before us.
And we can actually measure that?
They tell us you can, but they kind of finagle with the numbers. Like, for instance, somebody might not actually cross the border, but come up to the border and turn around and go back. Those are counted as part of the 90%. And I think that sort of, that's kind of a cute way of the fact that statistics don't lie, but liars can. You know what I'm trying to say. I can't think of the exact word.
Sure, I understand. Yes.
Figures don't lie, but liars do figure, I guess, is the way I should have said it.
Well, it works either way. We got your point.
Yeah.
What's next? What's the big issue that's going to appear next that we might not even be on our radar?
Well, I don't know whether they're as big as immigration or guns, but and this will have to be my last question. But anyway, two things I would point out to you. One, each house has passed a budget. So are the two budget committees going to get together and issue a compromise that both houses will abide by? Now, that issue may never come up, so that may not be a legitimate answer to your question, because if they don't get together, we won't be going through that process again. But we ought to go through that process because we need a budget. The other one is maybe fairly minor compared to what you're talking about so far, but the Farm Bill, because we're going to start taking up the Farm Bill in committee the week of May the 5th, I think it is. And we've got to work hard to get a Farm Bill passed, because when this immigration bill gets out to the floor in June, it's going to eat up a lot of time.
Well, thank you for your time, Senator.
You bet. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thanks to Senator Chuck Grassley for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In-Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In-Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In-Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.